more suitable title for my presentation would be Exploring the Interaction Between Thrips and Nematodes. And combined control of these pests is available, so we feel it's important to document the combined impact of these pests. Just to give you a brief outline here, I'll give you an introduction of the thrips and nematodes. I'll briefly state my objective and discuss how the interaction was tested in my materials and methods, and then conclude with the results and discussion. Thrips infest up to 95% of cotton acreage and can have the potential to cause up to 45% yield losses. The Franklinella fusca, the tobacco thrips, comprises up to 95% of infield populations. And the two larval stages and the adult stage are feeding on the plant tissues. And the pre-pupa and the pupal stage are below leaf litter and in the soil. They're feeding with these, they're stylet here, I don't know if y'all can see that or not, and they are feeding on individual cells, and they're on cotton, they're feeding on the developing tissue, so it's kind of magnified. And the symptoms are traditionally leaf crinkling, silvering, and in some severe infestations we see a loss of apical predominance, this is what we observed this year. And traditional control options are in-furrow compounds, seed treatments, and in some situations, foliar applications are made. The root knot nematode has traditionally been the dominant pest in Arkansas, but reniform populations and number of infested fields are building. The root knot nematode causes root galling. It's actually feeding inside the root tissues, and it embeds itself in that, and above ground symptoms are evident in stunted plants, delayed maturity, and these can sometimes resemble nutrient deficiencies and are oftentimes confused with nutrient deficiency. The reniform nematode is feeding it from outside the root, and it's feeding on the phloem tissue, and it causes an overall decrease in the root area, and it causes severely stunted tap roots. And above ground symptoms for the reniform nematode are similar to the root knot. The objective of this study was to determine the impact if cotton growth and development is influenced by impact between nematodes and thrips. In the 2007 growing season, two locations were utilized, one naturally infested with the root knot nematode at the Lone Oak County location, and one naturally infested with the reniform nematode. Studies were monitored similarly except for the root assessments, where a root gall rating was used for the root knot nematode study, and tap root measurements were used for the reniform study. Some of the plant monitoring techniques used that we utilized was above and below ground biomass and node above white flower counts. And this is that node above white flower is traditionally used in cotton to determine maturity. These studies were analyzed with the NOVA analysis, p less than or equal to 0.05. For the purpose of time, due to time constraints, and the trends were similar in both studies, so we'll focus on the Monroe County location today. The easiest way to explore this interaction was to have four treatments that encompassed all possibilities of the presence or absence of the pest in question. Our untreated check is subjected to both thrips and nematodes. The thrips treatment was utilized to isolate the nematode's effect, and vice versa for the nematode treatment, it was used to isolate the thrips effect. And the color of these treatments will correlate with all the following slides. And a thrips and nematode treatment was applied to get rid of both pests and to have good cotton. Thrips were significantly controlled, but with our thrips application, and you can see this on the slide. This is a thrips seasonal total on the y-axis, And these trends were evident in the damage ratings that we performed for the thrips also. We have treatment on the x-axis and reniform nematode population numbers on the y-axis. And what we need to get out of this slide is that populations were controlled below economic threshold, indicated by the green line, with the addition of the nematode treatment. Above ground plant dry weights were taken at first square, and this is an indicator of vigor and overall plant success at this young of a stage of cotton. We have treatment on the x-axis, 10 plant dry weight averages on the y-axis, and where both nematodes and thrips were controlled, we had significantly higher biomass than where either of the pests were controlled alone, and it was significantly different than the untreated check. This is kind of a busy slide here. On the x-axis, we have the treatments at weekly intervals, and on the y-axis, we have average 10 plant note above white flower counts. And what we are observing here is where any place where the nematode or where the thrips were controlled, they matured significantly earlier. The increase in note above white flower count would indicate a delay in maturity. Yields where thrips and nematodes were controlled was significantly higher than the nematode treatment and the untreated checks. Give you a little idea of what we were seeing in the field. It was pretty evident there was four distinct treatments in the field, and at the 45 days after planting on June 14th, this is what we were observing in the field. And this treatment is where both pests are present, and stand was significantly reduced in this treatment. Where nematodes were present, this is what we were observing, and where thrips were present, this is what we were observing. So this treatment would be how nematodes are affecting cotton, how thrips are affecting cotton, and then where both pests were controlled, this is what the cotton would look like. And on a little bit larger scale, we can see comparing an untreated check where both pests were present, and this was where both pests were controlled, and you can see distinct differences between these treatments. In summary, thrips and nematodes were controlled as expected with the treatments. Thrips inhibited cotton growth, development, and maturity, and nematodes did impact these studies, especially in the presence of thrips. Maturity was a good indicator of the season-long development of the cotton, because a lot of times it's not evident at the end of the season because the cotton's compensating for the early season damage. In conclusion, cotton growth and development were influenced by interaction between thrips and nematodes. With the new seed treatments offer combined control of both of these pests, and additional analysis and studies will be performed to determine at what level these pests are interacting. I'd like to thank Bayer Crop Sciences, Don Johnson, and John Hall for study locations. And I'll take any questions at this time.